world's largest diamond company is expected to plead guilty today to price fixing. The De Beers Company of South Africa has dominated the diamond trade for more than a century. Federal prosecutors in Ohio have accused the company of inflating the price of industrial diamonds, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Because of a series of antitrust disputes, De Beers hasn't sold diamonds directly in the U.S. since shortly after the end of the Second World War. Instead, the company markets its diamonds in the U.S. through intermediaries. But a law clerk for the judge overseeing the now 10-year-old industrial diamond case says De Beers has agreed to plead guilty to one count of price fixing and to pay a $10 million fine. Nicholas Stein is a reporter with Fortune magazine who's written extensively about the company. He says for years, De Beers had a stranglehold on the diamond market.
De Beers really, for decades, you know, had 80, 90% of the diamond business to itself, and that obviously raised significant issues with antitrust regulators.
But De Beers' share of the global diamond market, including the market for rough diamonds, has been eroding. Joseph Schlessel is president of the Diamond Registry Bulletin, an industry newsletter, and is an expert on the world diamond trade.
The Canadian suppliers and the Australian suppliers, for example, and the Russians are becoming major players in the field.
Clearly, part of what is driving the settlement is De Beers' desire to re-enter the U.S. retail market, the world's largest, accounting for nearly 50% of all global jewelry sales. De Beers hopes settling the U.S. antitrust case will allow the company to increase its sales of polished diamonds and diamond jewelry. De Beers has also partnered with luxury retailer LVMH. Schlessel says the prospect of De Beers opening its own retail stores in the U.S. has some smaller diamond sellers concerned, though he says after such a long absence, it may be some time before the company is a major retail presence in the U.S.
They're worried, of course, that such a giant company that has spent so much on advertising and their name is already an established brand name, that people will buy directly somehow from De Beers, and some of the jewelers will be cut off. But this wouldn't happen overnight.
But De Beers still controls around 40% of the $60 billion diamond market. Fortune writer Nicholas Stein says enough to have a major influence on the world diamond market.
On one level, they really have seen their dominance reduced. But on the other hand, they still, in effect, set the prices for diamonds worldwide, and that's something that hasn't really changed.
De Beers would not comment on specifics of the case, except to say its senior legal counsel will be in court today. Justice Department officials were also closed-mouthed about details of the settlement. The company has already said it hopes to open a new retail store in New York on Fifth Avenue later this year, which would compete with Tiffany's and Cartier. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.